We're in a predicament, those of us who aren't progressive. That's not to say we don't like central heating or a set of Shimano gears on a mountain bike. I mean, no one likes to freeze or struggle up hills. But it's all this outer space that makes life so depressing. What's happening is a sort of long farewell, a moving off, although we haven't started packing. And when we do, it won't be Pickfords we'll be bringing. It'll be NASA or some other mnemonic. It's like when your wife or you says, "Do you think this place will be right when the kids grow up?" Or, "They're going to build a power station where the pub is." This is the moment you know that solid walls are hollow. And however much you wallow in sentiment, that's probably that. Not that it won't take time. You've got to reason out the rhyme. But, and this is the point, it won't take forever. The fragile earth's fragile. All that space and this small apple's getting spots, going rotten. And those of us who aren't progressive don't relish the big move. We'd rather hang on the thought that Windsor Castle, the Grand Canyon, were as safe as the Houses of Parliament, the Bank of England. So, we're in this state of going through the motions, guzzling pills, slapping lotions, and what's wrong is that the man on the corner with the banner shouting, "The end is nigh," may be right. Us Joes need to plan for a nice future, like the squires who garnished the shires with oak and elm and rhododendron for sons of sons of sons. We know that change is life, but it's change we can't stand. Where's Joe Lyons and the smell of that shop in the Strand that sold snuff? It's the same with animals. They don't like change. Have to pack them too. And who do we leave? Fido? Bruno? The white rabbit? Salt? Arks are sad ships. They leave behind all but two and two and two. Then there's God. What'll he do? Enshrined in Gothic naves? Shall he be saved? And if he's disengaged, will he be what we thought he was? Or us, what we thought we were? At the least it'll be odd, like reading Paradise Lost in the Dallas Hilton. And all the while I'm talking, the man on the corner with the banner is shouting. Shouldn't we be packing?